Mr. Class B Basketball, Daniel Gunderson. What's the next game coming up? Which one will we be following here for the next couple hours in the program?
Cavalier versus Linton HMB.
What is HMB? Let me guess. Hazelden, Moffitt, Braddock.
I believe so.
I think that's right. Oh, you don't even know Mr. Class B.
No, I don't.
So who's favored in this game?
Cavalier is.
Cavalier's favored over Linton
HMB.
HMB.
Yes.
So Cavalier would have been your big rival from your high school days, right? Because they were in the same region as you up in North Border.
We got out. I graduated high school just in the nick of time because about the time I graduated, they started getting really good at everything again. So we were good for like a couple of years, and then they took over everything.
Right. Okay. So we'll give you score updates on that once they get that going in Grand Forks, the North Dakota Class B basketball tournament, the jewel of the North Dakota high school tournament season. In the meantime, we're going to go to Wisconsin and bring in Jerry Bader. He is a talk show host on WTAQ, WHBL, and WSAU, and a proud member of the Midwest Communications family. Mr. Jerry Bader, what's the crown jewel of the Wisconsin high school tournament season?
Boy, the crown jewel in terms of matchups, or
in terms of the most popular state tournament. In Minnesota, it's the hockey tournament. Everybody goes gaga over state hockey in Minnesota. In North Dakota, they go crazy over Class B basketball. In Indiana, they go crazy over basketball and football. In Texas, it's football. Does Wisconsin have that one big state tournament that people go crazy for?
It's probably a toss-up, I would say, between football and wrestling.
Okay.
Wrestling, very big in Wisconsin.
It's a Packers state, right? Everybody's gaga over the Packers, and so that kind of sucks the oxygen out of the room for everybody else, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, when it comes to high school football, anything football, obviously, very big in Wisconsin. The championships are held down at Camp Randall and Madison, and it's a pretty big deal. I guess I would split the state in two. Southern Wisconsin, probably it would be football. Northern Wisconsin, it would probably be wrestling.
I like it. All right, the grapplers, I like it. Okay, earlier today, Jerry, President Obama warned that a referendum for Ukraine's Crimea region to separate and become part of Russia would, quote, violate the Ukrainian Constitution and violate international law. And he talked about sanctions that would impose a cost on Russia. Your side, and you specifically, quite frankly, have been talking about the Jimmy Carterization of President Obama. Does this stem your belief at all that President Obama is being Carterized?
You know, I am actually somewhat impressed with some of the things I've seen today. Some of the military moves are intriguing me. I look at that sort of thing as a handgun. Don't point it at someone unless you're ready to shoot. Now, the way they're portraying it is that it's to fortify our allies, our NATO allies, and I think that's a very good move. I don't think the Carterization is happening. I think it happened, and here's what I mean by that, Mike, is what he's doing now isn't as big as how we got here. And how we got here is by ignoring the situation. You know what? That's way over there. It sounded like World War One or World War Two. That thing in Europe, we don't have to worry about it. Western European leaders have wanted the United States to take a leadership role far before this happened. Clearly, nobody is proposing military action. So at this point, if there are credible things that we can do to try to starve out Russia, that's fine. The other thing that I think needs to happen is Russia, any pretense that Russia is a member in good standing of the free world community has to go away right now.
When you talk about we should have done something a long time ago when it came to Russia, what specifically do you mean? Because, you know, when we talk about this, and you and I talked about this morning, what I get afraid of and what I think a lot of Americans are afraid of is if you start rattling the saber, if you start threatening Russia, as admittedly President Obama did in Syria, and it didn't quite work out so well there, if you start doing that, at some point, you're going to have to take action to prove yourself and show that I mean business. And the last thing we want in this country and the last thing the world wants is America getting involved in any sort of ground war or any sort of action at all against Russia and Vladimir Putin. So what should the United States have done, in your view, weeks or months ago?
recognize the problem. I mean, this is November 13th is when all of this started. And even Western Europe ignored it for quite a while, but for a couple of weeks, I mean, the whole notion, and let me give you a little backstory real quick on this. Former TV reporter in Green Bay is first-generation Ukrainian-American. She has family and so on down there, and someone's annoying. I made them go away. No, I guess
I didn't. Just talk through it.
Yeah, I'll just talk through it. I should be able to turn the volume down on that. Wouldn't you think, a big radio company like this?
You'd think so.
Anyway, she gave a lot of backstory on this. This wasn't about the European Union for very long. It soon became a crackdown on free speech. And this thing was festering, and this thing was festering. And President Obama looked away, that's so 1980s, just like I ridiculed Mitt Romney, which looks pretty stupid right now. And on and on, if the United States, and for that matter Western Europe, had engaged earlier and spoke for the people of Ukraine, for those who yearn for Western-style freedom, this might be different right now. But the longer that just turned a blind eye, the more confident Vladimir Putin felt.
But when you talk about, you know, showing support for the people of Ukraine and standing up to Putin, he's not going to listen. I mean, I think that's been proven that he doesn't really care what the rest of the world thinks about him. And so I'll keep going back to the same thing, that you can talk all you want, you can impose sanctions all you want, you can show support all you want, but the only thing this guy is going to listen to is force, and we don't want to get involved in force. So I'm not sure, even if we would have gotten involved on November 13th or December 13th or January 13th, that it would have done any good. This guy, admittedly, nobody likes Putin, nobody likes Russia, and we shouldn't trust them, and we shouldn't even be friends with them. But I'm not sure that talking or sanctioning him would have accomplished a darn thing anyway. That's the dilemma that I have.
Well, we don't know, but it's how stupid does it look now to give him the point position in the Syrian dispute? I mean, you and I talked about that at the time. And by the way, this goes back before President Obama, including President Bush. We have to understand his mission has always been, and you don't agree with this, he does want to restart the Cold War. It's exactly what he wants. Why Ukraine is so important to him is it is the centerpiece of refortifying what was the old Soviet bloc. It's exactly what he wants to do. It's what he's always wanted to do, and two presidents now have screwed this up. The mistake is this, Mike, and again, this is a two-president mistake, taking him lightly and not understanding what his real endgame was.
I think the difference, though, between the 80s and today is that in the 1980s, I think we were okay with going into places. And it was a different world. But, you know, I mean, we all agree on that, too, that it was 30-some years ago. It was an entirely different world than what we live in now, that we were okay going in and imposing our will on certain nations or standing up to this or standing up to that. I'm not so sure that we as a people, we as a nation anymore, Jerry, have the stomach to do that. And whether that is diminishing our role in the world and whether that diminishes the prestige that we have around the world, yeah, it probably does. But when you have an entire nation or a large part of our nation that just doesn't want military action and doesn't want to be the world's policeman, I think it makes it awful tough for a politician of any stripe to start taking those steps and going down those roads, don't you think?
Yeah, but where the Soviet Union was involved, we never did that. We never got involved in their different incursions in 1956, in 1968, in 1980. We just basically said, gee, that's not very nice. And because the reality was we had missiles pointed at each other. Today, President Obama keeps saying these ridiculous things. Well, Vladimir Putin must have different lawyers, and that's not 2014. It's 2014 if Vladimir Putin wants it to be. That's, you know, you can keep saying, well, that's so 20th century. So is Vladimir Putin, and that's where we're still in denial.
All right. Jerry, thank you as always. Good talking to you. We'll chat again.
All righty.
Yep, you bet. Jerry Bader, WTAQ, WHBL, WSAU.